Japan is the world's fifth biggest emitter of carbon dioxide, and its lack of progress towards green goals is putting it in the spotlight. The European Union logged a 22.5% reduction in CO2 emissions between 1990 and 2018, compared with just 2.5% for Japan. But last week, just before the start of the US-fronted Leaders' Summit on Climate, Prime Minister Suga announced an ambitious target for reducing emissions by 2030.
From 2013 levels, we will aim to move towards a 46% cut, but with the challenge of 50% in our sights.
This marks a sharp upgrade from previous goals. In 2015, under the Paris Climate Agreement, Japan made a pledge to cut its emissions by 26% from 2013 levels. But it was criticized for setting a target below those of other major industrialized nations. Yoshihiro Hamaguchi is an assistant professor at Kyoto College of Economics. He says the country's new green direction is the result of the changing of the political guard, both at home in Japan and overseas.
With Suga becoming the Japanese Prime Minister, he listed environmental issues as one of the main focuses. And under the Biden administration, the US is going to be pushing strongly for climate change protection and for Japan to work together as an ally.
Hamaguchi says there's also a third player that is causing Japan to hasten down a greener path, and that's China. China is currently the world's biggest emitter, followed by the US. The two countries account for 40% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Before the summit, they issued a statement expressing their joint commitment to tackling the climate crisis. China hasn't announced an immediate reduction. Beijing argues that its industrialization started later, so it plans to hit peak emissions in 2030, before dropping down to zero by 2060. But Hamaguchi says China's cooperation on climate change could give it political leverage on the international stage.
If China achieves a significant reduction in their emissions, it is possible that the Chinese government will gain new tactics for diplomacy and trade, just like in Europe, when countries import from nations with weak environmental protection measures. Japan could become liable to pay an additional carbon tax and border tax adjustment.
Japan is under pressure, not only to show commitment towards a greener goal, but to lay out a realistic path for meeting its target. Skeptics say a massive shift is needed, both towards renewable energy sources and in wider public understanding. Hamaguchi says clearer strategies are necessary.
The Minister of the Environment, Koizumi, has claimed 46% reduction in emissions is possible by expanding the use of solar panels across Japan, but he didn't touch on securing the necessary financial resources for it. If we continue like this, the goal will just end as a high aim.
Yuriko Nakao is an environmental management professor at Tottori University of Environmental Science. She is adding to the global voices calling for urgent action.
The discussion here shouldn't be about whether this goal is realistic or not. This is what needs to happen. We need to think how we can achieve this.
The United Nations Climate Change Conference will be hosted in the UK in November this year. Many will be watching to see what Japan brings to the table then. Phoebe Amoroso, Tokyo.